Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit in us, your hand on us, and we thank you, Father, for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. This is our third in a session or a series of lessons called The Echo of God's Love. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today and just read you something from the Passion Translation that really made an impact on me and still is making an impact. We said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that man is spirit, soul, and body. And we talked about it just briefly because we've talked about this a lot on this podcast, that you are a spirit, you have a soul, and live in a body. You can go back and find episodes on that. That Peter calls the spirit man the hidden man of the heart. You can, I think it's Paul. You can also see where the word, the epistles call that spirit the inward man, referring to the real you. We said that life and light and love can be reflected through us, and I think, or can shine through us. Think about this word, though, reflected. So reflected light, the moon doesn't offer any light itself, but it reflects the light of the sun, and that's what we see on this planet Earth. Keep that in mind as we discuss, just for briefly here, about the echo of God's love. In 1 Peter 4, verse 7 and 8 from the Passion Translation says this, "Since we are approaching the end of all things, be intentional, purposeful, and self-controlled so that you can be given to prayer. Above all, constantly echo," there's our word, "echo God's intense love for one another. For love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins." Now, we said last time that the New American Standard read, "Keep fervent in your love for one another, for because love covers a multitude of sins." In Amplified Classic, again, we'll read verse 8, 1 Peter 4:8, "Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins, forgives and disregards the offenses of others." Now, I don't know if you've ever been offended, but the Bible says in Psalms, and this is, boy, the reason I know this verse is because I have gotten offended. Psalms 119:165, "Great peace of they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." You put together a couple of translations, it comes out, "Great peace of they who love thy word experience." Isn't that great? I love that. "And nothing shall offend or cause them to stumble." And, you know, he's talking about stumbling spiritually there because we're stumbling mentally. We're allowing that emotionally. We're allowing somebody's words, something they've done, to offend us. But love covers that multitude of sins. And we said, Kenyon, I believe, said, "with silence." And that's not always easy to do in the flesh, but when we allow God to flow through us, Christ to flow through us in our hearts and reflect his life, reflect his light, and reflect his love, then their sin or their mistake all of a sudden starts disappearing. It's covered. And that's what God does, because he is light, he is life, he is love, and he can shine through us through Holy Spirit. All right, so that last verse, verse 8, "Above all, constantly echo God's intense love for one another, for love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins." Now, we've said the Passion Translation is so important. I want to read to you just the footnotes. I mean, I'm telling you, you can meditate the footnotes, many of them, in this Bible. The Greek word echo, it says here, can also mean to maintain, to possess, to keep, or to be so closely joined to something that you become its echo. Now, I want to stop right there. When I was a child, my parents took me up to a place in North Carolina, and it was up in Boone and Blowing Rock area, I think, and they'd been up there on their honeymoon years before. And they took me up there, and as a child, I remember distinctly my mom and dad showing me how an echo worked, or as an example. And they would say hello, and it would say hello, 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 and it would echo back to them. It would come back. It would reverberate and bounce back. The sound waves would bounce back off the mountains and the valley and come back up to them. It's kind of like a boomerang effect, all right? And this, they had me do it as a child, and I said, hello, and it would repeat back to me. And they would say, I would say, hello, Bert, and it would say, hello, Bert. And as a child, I thought, someone's over there talking to me, until, you know, they really tried to explain it better, that yes, someone was. It was me. It was I talking. I was the one talking. All right. It was me talking. Okay. So let me read this again. The Greek verb echo can also mean to maintain it. Above all, remember, let's look back at the verse. Above all, constantly echo or maintain God's intense love. Constantly possess God's intense love. Constantly keep, or even guard, we could say, God's intense love. It means to be so closely joined that you become its echo. We want to echo the love of God from within our hearts. In this case, it goes on to say, we join ourselves so closely to God's love that we echo His forgiving, fervent love toward one another. I want to read that part again. In this case, we join ourselves so closely to God's love that we echo His forgiving, fervent love toward one another. It's echoing. It's coming back. We're that echo. We're speaking it back to Him, but someone else is hearing it. And the person who is hearing it needs it, because we're possessing, maintaining, and keeping that love of God and staying so close to it that that love bounces off of us. Hallelujah. It becomes that sweet-smelling incense of praise unto God. It becomes the love of God showing through us and shining through us, that's covering a multitude of sins. Praise God. When that person speaks, they're not hearing the words of hate or unforgiveness or whatever they've said. They're getting the word back to them in love. Love is being echoed back to them. Hallelujah. So they can't deal with that. Many times people can't deal with it because their spirit is craving that love. And that's why I wanted to call this the echo of God's love. That's what we are. We are to Him. We are to other people. Not in ourselves, in our own strength, but Christ in us, the hope of glory. Father God, thank You that as we've looked in these three lessons, we see that You are our life, our light, and our love to shine through us. And we want to be so close to that love, that unconditional love, that we are echoing Your forgiveness to other people. We're echoing that fervent love to one another, that white-hot love. Lord, that's what we desire. That's what we desire, to be Holy Spirit inspired, to be Jesus to someone else, to be the love of God in action. Father, forgive us when we haven't done that. And we thank You, Father God, that we will be intentional and purposeful and self-controlled and given to prayer, and that we will constantly echo Your intense love for other people. And we thank You, Father God, by faith, that that's working in us and that we can hear and echo back Your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.